When people like Martin Nimrong talk about shutting down, clearly we should be concerned, and we have been concerned for some time. The discussion around this legislation has been based on people feeling there should be more control over what individuals say and think, and there's real danger in that. It's all very well to talk about things like extortion and like forgery, this sort of thing. But when it comes to the freedom of speech, when it comes to curtailing those freedoms that people use every day sitting in buses, bars, around village fires, when they start to apply rules to social media, which they may eventually start to apply to conversations people have in the street, that's where you start to get fearful. And when people start this sort of witch hunt, who said what, in a public place, you do start to see the possibility, a strong possibility, of infringement on people's rights.
Is it a surprise that this particular piece of legislation has been passed so soon after the student protests against the government and everything that went with that? And I think we saw at one stage during those protests that the 12-year-old school student was arrested for a post on social media. I mean, it seems like the thin end of the wedge here for many, many people in PNG who rely on social media as their major form of communication.
Very much so. It was very disappointing. The reaction of members of parliament and public servants even in response to some of the outlandish statements that were made during the student unrest. Very disappointed to see them turn around to talk so strongly about controlling what's going on. The issue is really freedom, freedom of expression, freedom to make information available, and sometimes the freedom to make mistakes in making that information available. Everybody in the village doesn't always get the story right when they're sitting around talking about events. But bit by bit, if the fact that the information is out there for the public in that community means that they're able to get to the bottom of the story. And so in other places, and when it comes to social media, which really is an extension of the community, it seems so shameful that politicians would so hurriedly change rules to make some aspects of conversation illegal.
What do you think the police will think about this? Because presumably they are the ones who are going to go out and have to arrest people if asked to do so. I mean, it strikes me as a fairly unwieldy piece of legislation when it comes to actually enforcing.
Unfortunately, with a lot of legislation, it becomes something which is quite selective. And unfortunately also, we've discovered there are elements in the police force who are quite happy not to have public scrutiny. I've just dropped one passenger off this car who was beaten up by the police because he took photographs of a car accident which involved the police. I've seen others in similar situations, and the claim being, you're going to put this up on Facebook. That seems to be something people fear, the possibility that their actions will be on Facebook. So then when you ask what will happen if it has to be policed, I can imagine a situation where it will be policed at the whim of individuals who want to control certain things and not necessarily generally.
Do you feel, therefore, that what we have here is a fairly primitive piece of legislation dealing with modern technology?
I'd call it a pretty sad response to a situation that we have here, a very rushed response, and the fact that it was unanimous, I would suggest, would imply that, as with much other legislation passed in recent years, there hasn't been adequate examination of the implications of that legislation. There appears to regularly be simply a rush to push the legislation through without people actually considering the implications of it.